Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Today's story is a powerful reminder of the resilience of the human spirit and how far you can go, what you can achieve when your mind is right, no matter what's happening to your body. Now, some people are defined by what happens to them, and others are defined by what they choose to do next. Tryon Groblers, such a person, he built a successful motorcycle business long before a racing accident nearly 20 years ago left him a T6 paraplegic. Now, for many of us, that would have marked the end of a career, but instead, Tryon went back to work. He went back to work in his wheelchair. He continued to run the business that he'd built. He refused to let the circumstances define his future, and he continued to support the people who relied on him, who he'd employed in those businesses. But a devastating fire later destroyed much of what he'd worked so hard to rebuild. But he started again. And now he's just been confronted with a major spinal surgery. He's had some difficulty with his spine. He's been in ICU all of last week. And he's facing another challenge. We're going to be chatting to his wife, Pam, who is in the ICU with him this morning. Pam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Pam, you know, when life changed so dramatically, what do you think it is about Tryon's character that kept him moving forward through everything that's been thrown at him? I mean, what did you learn about the man you married?
That he never gives up. He never feels sorry for himself. And it's all about today and the next day. He has to keep carrying on. He just doesn't give up.
It's really a powerful story of resilience, but I imagine he's not doing that alone. You, as his wife and probably his number one cheerleader, have also been there every step of the way as well.
Yes. Yes, I have. I met Tryon after the accident, so I've always known him as a wheelchair user. And I just have always admired his resilience, his cheerfulness, and that it's not just about him. This is his life now. He gets on with it. Everyone around him appreciates him. But importantly, he appreciates everyone around him.
And I see that you are currently on a project to try and raise funds for a standing wheelchair. He needs an electric standing wheelchair, and it's going to be able to give him that freedom to move once again, and that freedom to be able to get back to the workshop to do the work that he continues to love, and to continue to support customers and staff, to safeguard those people's incomes. But there's also, you know, the added benefit of his overall recovery following surgery. You know, it'll improve his circulation, kidney, bladder function, his muscle tone. It'll prevent pressure sores. But, it's obviously a very costly exercise. What would it mean for Tryon, not just practically, but emotionally, to be able to get back to the workshop?
Emotionally, a lot. He believed he would be back at work by the end of this week, seriously.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's how he thinks. He's still, even though he's quite sedated, when he's lucid, he's actually on the mobile checking what needs to be done in the workshop. He's still ringing and speaking to the staff. He's still sending quotes out to customers.
Wow.
He just needs to be back at work. That's what he does. That's what keeps him going. But the reality of this operation is that he can only, for the next 6 weeks, either lie down or be in his wheelchair for 3 times a day for 20 minutes,
sure,
which are basically bathroom breaks. What a standing wheelchair will help him to do is be upright. It'll give him the ability to move around more. And the surgeon has said to me, I could probably take him into work for a few hours if we have the chair in the car reclined as far back as possible, and he can stand when he gets to work.
That's definitely what struck us here on Hot 102.7. Yeah, Tryon's resilience, just a really powerful reminder that it's never just about falling. It's about choosing to get back up again and again. And his fortitude, his mental fortitude, and wanting to get back for his customers and staff is just really, really resonated with us, that Tryon refused to let paralysis get in the way of his purpose. So here on Hot 102.7 with Hot Cares, we'd really love to be able to be part of his healing journey. We understand that electric standing chair will do all the things that you've described, Pam, and give him that independence sooner so that he can continue leading the business that means so much to him and to so many others. So we would love to be able to contribute to the shortfall. I know that you've been working very hard to raise the funds needed, and we know there's a shortfall of about 60,000 rand towards that electric standing wheelchair. Here on Hot Cares and Hot 127, we'd like to cover that.
Okay, I would really appreciate that. It makes me choke. I think the one thing I would like to say on Tryon's behalf is that he wants everyone to know that a major accident, paralysis, is not the end of a life. Mm. It's the beginning of another life. And that's what he's created for himself and for everyone around him. He's just got on with it, knowing that life has to be different. And I guess that's one of the things I love about him so much. Sorry, I'm choking. I just thought that we will actually get there.
No, it's a lovely, it's a wonderful to hear about the love story too. Pam, and I can tell how much you love this man, and really the story's been a remarkable example of the power of the human spirit. And as you've described, how Tryon says that it's just another life. It's a different life, and it can even be a better life. So from all of us here on Hot 127, we wish you the strength that you need on the road ahead for recovery. And just a reminder that as Tryon already believes, you've got an entire community standing with you.
We certainly have. And we can see that every day. We do. There are so many people that respect him, love him, and will do anything for him.
Hop on a 2-7 breakfast. Hot Cares returns Monday morning next week, where once again we'll help out those people that are close to us.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.